This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Live from West Palm Beach. Thanks to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Exclusive Furniture. Here's Payne and Fendergast.
All right, apologies for the long break there. Ben, back in the studio in Houston, apparently was dealing with a potential towering inferno.
Yeah, that was
a fire alarm back at home base.
You know my feeling on this is that we weren't there, so I let them burn. But it turned out it was no big deal.
Yeah.
You said the same thing.
But you just don't
have the guts to say it on the microphone.
That's 100% true.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the mock draft injection. Payne and Pendergast with you. We're live in West Palm Beach, headed out to Astros Nationals today. We'll get to some more Astros talk here in just a little bit. Things that we saw out there yesterday in the win over the Mets. But first, it is mock draft season. It's combine season. We'll hear from Nick Caserio today. We've got some more D'Amico Ryans that we will get to in just a little bit. Mel Kiper Jr., who many see Seth as the godfather of this format. It's a dead heat between Mel Kiper Jr. and the late Joel Buschbaum when it comes to draft expert analysis going way, way back decades here. So Mel Kiper Jr., ESPN, has his latest mock draft out. And let's get right to it with the 25th pick. In the Mel Kiper Jr. mock draft, ESPN.com, the Houston Texans select Kelvin Banks.
Ah.
O-line. Tackle at Texas, but some questions now arising over whether he'll be a tackle or a guard at the next level. We've now seen him twice, I think, in the last three or four times you and I have done this exercise.
Yeah.
Which I think is more noteworthy, not so much that the Texans are taking him, but where he's being taken in the draft. Like, he's a guy that a lot of people saw as a surefire top 10, top 12 pick.
Yeah.
And now here he is lurking in the 20s somewhere.
Yeah, so with a lot of these guys, too, when they start to work out at the combine, that's where we'll start to get a feel for exactly, all right, you know, every GM and scout tries to act like they don't care about the workout numbers that much, and then yet all of a sudden the guys that work out really well tend to get drafted a lot higher.
Yeah.
So they care, damn it. And with offensive linemen, it's harder to tell from the game film just how athletic they are necessarily, because you're not seeing them run at top end speed or you know other than on outside plays and when they're moving up to linebackers. You just can't tell as much, so the testing can matter for these guys. So I like that he's potentially versatile, because right now I think it's very fluid as to who's going to play guard and who's going to play tackle next year. I think that there's a chance that Titus Howard ends up being a full-time guard, but a lot of that depends on whether or not Blake Fisher comes along. If Kelvin Banks could come in and you want to put him at guard just to start and get comfortable with it, but
yeah,
there might be a chance for him to come out and compete at tackle at some point in the future. And I know ever since the days of Bill O'Brien, we really soured on versatility. But I think it's because Bill O'Brien was bad at identifying versatility. If you have genuinely versatile guys, especially these days where offensive linemen it just feels like they get injured more than they used to. It can help a lot.
Bill O'Brien would categorize a guy as versatile if he just got on the field and played a position.
It was almost like it well. If you did it. It's almost like, he's a surgeon. He performed my appendectomy. Like, what were his qualifications? He was holding a scalpel. Normally he's my tailor.
He's my butcher.
Yeah. But we put him in there, so now he's a surgeon.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Well, no, I'd prefer somebody that's actually good at doing all those versatile
things. Says you, O'Brien would be like, that's an amazing surgeon right there.
He's willing to do it.
It's a doctor. I want that guy. Yeah. So Kelvin Banks at 25th to the Texans. We've had a few people say, hey, guys, can you touch on what some of the other teams in the division are doing in this in these drafts? Which is noteworthy because, yes, there's a team in the AFC South that actually has the first pick in the draft. And I think you could argue that they need a quarterback, right? I don't think Will Levis is the solution, but this is not viewed as a strong draft for quarterbacks. In this particular draft, Ben, have you got the sounder ready? With the first pick in the 2025 Mel Kiper ESPN.com mock draft, the Tennessee Titans select Abdul Carter, outside linebacker, Penn State,
okay,
who is really, really good.
Yeah, and the outside linebackers don't worry or concern me as much, depending on whether Blake Fisher's starting or not. Because Blake, I thought he showed a lot of promise, but he still played like a rookie in a lot of regards.
Oh, yeah.
So, in they drafted him, and I felt, and I think a lot of people felt like he was probably a 2-year project. So for him to play like a starter in year one would have been a bit of a surprise. But I think he can be on the right trajectory. But that would go back to that conversation about whether you have Titus Howard out there or Blake Fisher out there to start the year. The interesting thing about this is, if you want to do the sounder again with the fifth pick, the Jacksonville Jaguars take Mason Graham, defensive tackle out of Michigan.
Yeah.
Which,
he's a good player.
The Texans, listen, if you listen to this program, you might have an inkling that we're a little bit concerned about the interior offensive line. Yeah. So I don't like seeing more stud interior defensive linemen go to divisional opponents.
No.
All right?
Yeah.
All right? They put us into a little pickle at times last year with that interior offensive line. You guys remember the name Quinnen Williams? You ever hear of him?
Yeah.
For the Jets? Yeah. How do you like to see him twice a year?
Yeah. He concussed our guy, man.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Have you looked at the headshot of Mason Graham? There's a huge disconnect between his headshot and his face and how he looks and like how he actually plays as a football player.
Yeah, I know you're right.
He looks like a drunken frat boy.
Yes.
He does not look at all like a guy that should strike fear in your heart. And those are the most dangerous types.
Well, and five's about as low as I've seen him going in these mock drafts.
Yeah.
Like he's viewed as next to Carter, Carter, and depending on how you look at Travis Hunter, you know, if you look at him as a corner or a wide receiver, for what it's worth, he's at the combine this week and working out with the defensive backs. Travis Hunter is so, but I would imagine that whatever team takes him is going to have him. I don't know. What do you think? If you drafted Travis Hunter from Colorado, would you have him playing both ways at the NFL level?
No.
Not even like gimmick packages.
No. You never. No. This always ends poorly when you try to do that right off the bat. Who was the player for the Browns a few years ago that was the big plan?
I don't remember.
Well, listen. No, because it's really, really hard to play a single position in the NFL. So it's always got to be that you bring him in and you see what he can do, and then you get him comfortable in his role. Mm-hmm. And then after he gets really good at that position on his side of the ball, then maybe you can experiment with something else. Adding gimmick, it just smacks of just trying to be too cute and too smart and too clever. And it just rarely works out well. So I also don't think, I don't think that you can put that kind of a workload on a rookie and expect them to stay healthy.
Yeah.
And like, so in freaking baseball, Shohei Ohtani is doing something that nobody else does in baseball. And lo and behold, his body broke down.
Yeah. I'm not saying do it 120 snaps or anything. I'm saying, like, he's a difference maker on offense.
I think using him as a returner is as far as you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
At least in his rookie year.
Yeah. All right, Payne and Pendergast, we head into the 8 o'clock hour. This was a good topic I heard being discussed on the other shows. One bold move for the Texans, an ESPN writer put this out there. I have actually come around almost 180 on this particular move because of how the Texans might be able to recover on the back end. I will explain. I think this is a move that might be popular with Texan fans. We'll get to that coming up next.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.